Here at the Enhanced Efficiency Fertilizer Conference, I'm speaking with one of our international visitors, and I'm going to let you, Doctor, introduce yourself. Tell me your name and who you work for.
I am Surinder Bansal. I'm working as Director, Potash Research Institute of India.
Wonderful. Well, you're, like I said, one of our visitors here attending this conference. But back in your country, you do research on this type or classification of fertilizer. Can you tell me a little bit or share a little information about the type of work you've been doing?
Yes, we had been doing from last 3 years work on stabilized nitrogen fertilizers for corn and wheat.
Well, those are very large acre crops that we haven't really seen a real adoption of using enhanced type fertilizers yet. But do you see that as having real potential, those crops?
Yes, because nitrogen use efficiency is a high stake in India, because we have very low nitrogen use efficiency, about 40% or even less. In rice, it goes down to even 25%. So it causes loss, lots of loss of national resources and also money, and then it is an environmental threat also. So we have to enhance the nitrogen use efficiency. That is pretty much a big issue. And we have been working on corn and wheat already, but this is in the research stage.
So I was going to ask you, what stage are you? And so at least at this point, how would you characterize some of the what you found in your research with those crops?
Okay, that's a very nice question. Till now, our research indicated that we can get about 8 to 10% more yield with the stabilized nitrogen fertilizers. And we could find that you can save even some nitrogen. The research indicated that if you are using about 80 to 85% of recommended nitrogen, and the yields are same as you get with 100% of non-stabilized or prilled urea.
So how, do you have a sense of when the type of research you're doing will sort of come to fruition, where we can see that put into place in the marketplace?
Because India is a little bit complicated situation. You cannot market any fertilizer without the government legislations. So first you have to conduct trials, put the results before the government and get the approval, and then go into the market.
So we're looking at a little while before we see this out, but at least you're getting the research done, and that obviously bodes well for hope down the road that we can see greater efficiency and the benefits that come from that.
Yes, the farmers do see the benefits, and then probably I am hopeful that in near future we will be able to get these kind of products in the market.
One last quick question. We're at the end of the first day of this conference. What do you think about this gathering here?
Yeah, it is pretty much well represented from different parts of the world. And the conference is, to me, it is highly successful, and a lot of interaction and very nice presentations.
Well, I want to express my appreciation for taking a couple minutes to speak with me here at the Enhanced Efficiency Fertilizer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.